Chapter 1. A job interview on Christmas Day? Well, why the hell not? Roger wouldn't have approved, of course. He'd believed weekends were sacred, holidays even more so. During their 3 short years of marriage, he'd still found time to waft Mishi away to the Bahamas, to Vegas, even to Alaska for one amazing Christmas she'd never forget. Polar bears definitely made the season bright. But her spouse had been gone for over a decade. No, not gone. Dead. Mishi firmly believed that Roger would never have willingly left her side. But even the man who used to argue that rainy days were an excuse to hunt rainbows couldn't argue with cancer. Cancer and a miscarriage all in the same year. No husband, no baby to remember him by. Mishi had floundered for a long time after that. Thank goodness for the insurance money that had kept her afloat. But now she was ready to re-enter the world, to bring laughter and chatter and people back into her life. A job, an office, useful work to fill her mind. It would all be good. The directions appeared off, though. Not only was she instructed to arrive on Christmas morning, but even the address didn't seem quite right, because GPS didn't prompt her to turn into town as she left the airport. Instead, the computerized voice directed her deeper into the countryside, down rambling roads and up a spiraling driveway that ended in a graveled circle in front of the biggest house she'd ever seen. So, personal secretary to a rich eccentric, maybe? Hello? While she'd been second-guessing, a coltish girl had appeared beside her window, leggy with preteen growth. For an instant, Mishi couldn't breathe. She didn't think of her own daughter much any longer, didn't revisit those lost hopes and dreams, except on the shared anniversary of her birth and death. But the tween impatiently tapping her foot in the cold was just the right age. The sparkle of mischief in her voice was so familiar that Mishi thought for a moment Roger had been reborn in a female body. Are you shy? The kid tapped on the pane of glass between them until Mishi rolled it down, cold December air quickly evacuating all of the buffering warmth. Because that's okay. The job is work from home. You just have to impress Dad once, then you'll never need to see us again. The pit in Mishi's stomach deepened. She should have known the offer was too good to be true. The pay was great, the benefits phenomenal, but she couldn't handle another week stuck in her lonely apartment with only the radio for companionship. The chance to be around people, even more than the money, was what had finally drawn her out of her funk. Sign this. Excuse me? Mishi asked. Despite her age, the girl was certainly bossy. Non-disclosure agreement, blah, 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 the kid said, finger running down the page of legalese. Can't talk about what you see or hear here. Sue you for all you're worth, the usual. Mishi found the pen between her fingers and her signature scrawling across the bottom of the third page before she'd fully regained her breath. It was completely unlike her to sign before reading. But who did she have to tell secrets to? Just her neighbor, Sarah, who always greeted her by name and asked after her health, but let it go when Mishi slid right past the specifics of her life in favor of a deep dive into Sarah's. Okay, great, the girl said, all smiles. One more thing, then you're hired. Wait, this is the interview? Sure. There was that genuine grin again, the one that struck directly to Mishi's heart. Turn on the engine, just in case you want to leave fast, you know? Without waiting to see that her instructions had been followed, the girl whirled around to face the trees. Then she began stripping out of her clothes, right there in the middle of the driveway. Was the kid on drugs? Psychotic?